It was eerily quiet. There were people, I guess, who were coming into work with bags in their hand, their coffee, their croissant, their Danish, their breakfast, just standing and watching. But it was calm. There weren't people running out of their building. You can hear the flames crackling. You could hear glass breaking. You could hear things falling. It seemed that somebody had turned the volume off on the usual hubbub of the city that morning, or somebody had hit the mute button. It was very eerily quiet.
Was that the
I focused originally on the buildings when I got there. Took a look to make a few establishing shots showing that there was only one tower on fire. When I got there, we had no idea it was a terrorist attack. It just looked like it was some god-awful accident. But looking up and seeing 8 or 10, maybe 12 floors of the World Trade Center on fire as the fire apparatus was responding, I knew it was probably the biggest challenge that the New York City Fire Department was ever going to face in their entire history, that I was there to document it. There was no doubt in my mind that the blaze would be extinguished and people would be saved with the most minimum loss of life possible. I never at once thought that I was in any form of personal danger. Yes, I had to be aware of debris that was falling down. Yes, I had to be aware of, just the usual caution that you take when covering a news event. I never thought that I'd be running for my life when a 110-story building was plummeting to earth.